This is WBUR's All Things Considered. I'm Lisa Mullins. When the coronavirus pandemic started and then surged, doctors, nurses, and other healthcare workers rushed to the front lines of the crisis, and that put them right in harm's way. Many of them faced a daily stream of sadness and death that was unprecedented. Boston Medical Center's Tracy Deckard is a trauma surgeon, but she recently oversaw a COVID-19 intensive care unit for a couple of months. It was bracing. She told us she was overwhelmed by the quiet. Patients were walled off in their rooms alone with no family. Deckard and her colleagues had to cover up head to toe in personal protective gear when they approached the patients.
It's just something so sad and eerie of, like, even when you do touch them, it's through, you know, gowns and gloves and hats and masks. And it's almost as if it's not as human. And that is disturbing.
Dr. Deckard says when her 12-hour shifts were over, it was impossible to leave behind the sadness and grief.
It was pretty awful. The patients I was taking care of, most of them died. And I've seen patients die before because I am a trauma surgeon. So unfortunately, that is in our line of work. But in this case, it was so many, all at the same time, all from the same disease. Normally, we do have patients who are getting better, and they're the ones that keep us going and get us through the tough patients that maybe don't get better. So you had no little thing to hang on to keep you going.
Some healthcare professionals are worried the immense stress that frontline medical workers have been experiencing will lead to a wave of mental health issues among people in the field. After months overseeing the COVID-19 unit, Dr. Deckard went back to her usual work. She operates on patients who've been in accidents or have been shot or suffered other trauma. But she says the psychological effects of the pandemic remain with her.
Something's changed and something still is not right, or it's just kind of forever altered after going through COVID. And then with the idea that it can come back at any moment. I mean, if someone could promise me I would never do this again, I think I'd have an easier time getting back to my normal self and my normal work and feeling good. And what I'm noticing is things I'm really passionate about and I love to do, the passion's not quite there. You know, teaching or mentoring, I'm trying, of course, and you want to do your best, but it just feels like I'm going through motions and my heart's not quite in it.
During the heat of the infection rate, when you had the most people possible in the COVID-19 intensive care unit, when you woke up in the morning, what would you think?
Just dread of having to do it another day. It was depressing to think all the work we were doing wasn't helping enough people. It helped some for sure, but it was tough to keep going back in. And then you're getting tired because you're working so hard. So then it seems like as you get more tired, you get more discouraged. You know, it kind of builds on itself and you can be exhausted emotionally. That actually feels physical.
And then you would go home between shifts?
Yes.
You're married. How did you make that work at home?
Yes. So I would stay in one part of the house and go through a separate entrance and then wash my clothes and shower as soon as I came home. And then I kept my distance from my husband for those like 2 or so months. So we stayed apart and slept in different bedrooms and used different bathrooms and did that whole thing.
And what could you do for a getaway relaxation?
There wasn't much. So what we ended up doing is we found a little place in Rockport and I would come up here and escape and just go to the ocean and hike and walk and be up here in the little coastal town as a way to escape.
What clears your head most though?
Actually just walking and being out in nature, because I find that I can't concentrate. So I normally love to read and do other things, but I'm finding that hard to do right now. So things where I just sort of sit and look at the ocean or take a walk or a hike, pretty basic things. And then It's difficult to sort of find joy. It's normally carefree, you're living, you have good times, but that seems harder to find right now, even in the simple things. I mean, I'm in this beautiful place trying to relax and recover, and why am I not happier? Like, I should be happier than I am right now. I hope that's temporary.
Is it hard to admit kind of fragile mental health state with some of your fellow healthcare workers, doctors, nurses? I mean, it feels like it's in this business a bit brave to talk about these things.
Yes. In general, we aren't the best patients when we're doctors and nurses and so forth. But I do have a really great group of colleagues that I work with. So I'm really lucky in that sense. And we're a group that can be open about these things and talk about them and share. And we're doing that. And that is huge for sure. If I felt isolated and didn't have partners that were supportive and not just supportive, but like really like caring and loving people, I definitely couldn't get through this.
Have you thought of leaving medicine because of this?
Yes. It flits through my mind. I don't know what I'd do. But if it comes again, and I don't know how many more surges I could do.
Trauma surgeon Dr. Tracy Deckert worked on the front lines in a COVID intensive care unit at Boston Medical Center through the initial surge in the pandemic. Thank you. We so appreciate your talking with us.
Thank you.
Tomorrow on WBUR's All Things Considered, we'll hear again from Dr. Deckert and from Dr. Beth Laun, Chief Medical Officer of the Schwartz Center for Compassionate Healthcare. They'll talk about the concerns surrounding the mental health effect of the pandemic on medical workers.